previously on the Social Proof Podcast.
Sometimes you got to turn down some clients who have the money. But some people never get to the bottom of the onion to realize, yo, I think somebody else would be better for you.
Mm.
That's true customer service, and that's how you continue to get people to come back.
So, you know, I just had this thought. In the beginning, when you're becoming an entrepreneur, at first, becoming an entrepreneur is all about you. Mm. If you want to be a better entrepreneur, entrepreneurship needs to be about the people that you serve. Mm. Mm-hmm. At first, it's all about you. At first, why are you an entrepreneur? Well, it's because I want financial freedom. I want to retire my mom. I want to send my daughter to college. But then as you're working through your process, like if you're doing a good job, you can't help but to notice the results that you're getting for other people. You can't help but to feel a way when people are tagging you, wearing your product or using your product or bragging about your services, and you desire for more of that.
Yeah.
And in order to get more of that, that means that you have to help people have more transformations. If you're a product-based business, that means that you have to help more people have good experiences with your product.
Yeah.
It becomes then about, if you're a good entrepreneur, if you desire to be a good entrepreneur, it becomes less of you, right? At first, it's all about you, mm-hmm. but it evolves into being less of you and more about your customer. And the key to that is, when you start thinking about the result and the customer, like, man, I really like how it felt for somebody to tag me and say that because of my leadership, their life changed. Wow, I really like for somebody to say, this is one of the best jogging suits that they've ever received from a Black entrepreneur. Then you start saying, I want to do more of that. How can I make my fabric better? How can I make my service better? Because I want more of those kind of results, right? When you help more people, you get more of what you want by default.
That's a fact.
So it doesn't have to be about your six-figure goal. It doesn't have to be about your seven-figure goal. Make it about your customer through delivering service. It's never about you.
Let me ask you about your process in terms of when you're bringing a customer on, when you're mm-hmm. bringing on a client.
Mm-hmm.
What is your process? I think that'd be interesting because I know you got processes for everything. Mm-hmm. But what is that? What is that journey saying, okay, I need help. I finally get connected to Donnie.
Yep.
All right, look, I know you're enjoying the episode, but I got to tell you, finally, you asked for it, and we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon, we put together a community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay. So check out the Patreon. We got three tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated. Okay. Thank you so much. Now back to the episode.
So typically it will start with, obviously, because the journey begins right here. If you're looking at me and you're saying, man, I want to work with her, your journey, congratulations, has already started, right? So it goes from here to you now doing some research. So now you're probably on my Instagram page. You've probably clicked the link to schedule a call with my team. My team is a filter that I've had to put in place. I used to take every single sales call, but I'd be exhausted and worn out. So now I can't be my best self and I can't serve you best. So I've had to put a filter in place. Now my sales team. My sales team will have a conversation with you based on criteria that we've preset and determine what you need from me, right? And then once we figure out what that is that you need, then you actually get me in whatever capacity that is. Once you become a client, I mean, it depends on what it is that you've gotten. So if you got like my six-figure accelerator program, that's a course. You get enrolled, immediately you get access to your course. Immediately you're going to get a welcome email and acknowledgement from me. Immediately you're going to get access to our Facebook group. Immediately you get access to the actual program. Within your first week of being enrolled in my course, you're going to have an experience with me through our weekly live group Q&A. And it just continues to go from there. And my Q&A, I advertise it to be an hour a week, but sometimes we're on for 2 hours, right?
So you just take Q&A with the clients?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll do Q&A with these are with my six-figure accelerator students. So I'll do Q&A, but I'm there until every question is answered. So people love showing up for Q&A because they're not just going to be a part of the, you've been on my Q&A. They're not just going to be in the room listening to everybody else and don't get an opportunity to get their question answered. You know, if you're a you know, if you are one of my coaching clients where we're working more one-on-one, you have that same early on experience, right? The beauty about it, and you got to recognize the blessing. Like, people make a decision. I have products that helps entrepreneurs that start at $17, right? A business clarity blueprint. If you just need to think of a business idea, you can do that on your own. But even that experience is awesome. People get on the phone. When you think about, like, business, I always talk about, I never say what I have to do anymore. I always talk about what I get to do because it's such a blessing. Like, think about it, Shan.
When that language changed?
About a year ago. Like, during the pandemic, really, that language shifted for me. I think I was thinking it, but I didn't verbalize it, right? Like, I get to do this. Now, also, when that mindset shifted, my results shifted. Like, what I wanted to get and what I had been affirming for years and asking for and praying for and manifesting, those things started to happen when I had, like, it's simple little shifts that you have, and you don't realize it until conversations like this that, man, that actually made a difference, right? I wake up and I think about what I get to do rather than dreading what I have to do. So I have to-do lists sometimes that take up two pages of in my notebook. And I used to wake up like, dang, I got all this stuff to do.
It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been censored in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Do it. I have a calendar. You know what my calendar looks like. Yeah. From the top of the day to the end of the day, it's like a lot. I don't wake up anymore like I used to wake up like,
I need to change my language.
Yeah, I used to wake up when I looked at my calendar like, dang, I'm not even going to get to eat lunch because I got this, that, and the other.
What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th, two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone.
Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now. But hold on. Because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off. But if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you No, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code BIGDEAL at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code BIGDEAL.
But then it was like, yo.
You're dreading the blessing.
You're dreading the blessing that you're asking for. So how about instead start saying, I get to do this. Like, I get to have a jam-packed schedule full of calls to talk to people to build my business. Like, I get to, every single call, if you're on a call with my team, every single call is worth somewhere from $1,500 to $10,000. And I dread that. Every single conversation can turn into, and these are monthly. Well, $1,500 is, yes, monthly. These are monthly expenses, right? I get to potentially talk to someone that I can generate $100,000 in revenue from. And that's a conversation that I had to have with myself. Now I get to hire people to help me out with these processes, right? So you get to be busy. You get to have so many people who are in your DMs demanding information from you because they saw something great in you. Rather than saying, I'm overwhelmed by these DMs. I can't respond to them, blah, 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 blah. Who can you get? I'm reading a book for like the fourth time called Who Not How.
So that's the, where, so who told you about that book?
I've been reading this book for years.
So
I don't remember.
Maddie just recommended it to me.
I think I recommended it to
Andre. No, he said Josh recommended it to him. He said Josh recommended it to him, to Maddie. Dang, so that's a book I need to get, huh?
Yeah, you need to get the book. And there's a couple of versions of it. So this is Ben Hardy, Dan Sullivan and Ben Hardy. I got to tell the story behind this book. We're going to get to it in a second. Is he white,
real quick?
Is he white?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I recommended it on the call today. And my homie, I don't know if I say her name. Oh, yeah. Brent don't care. So Brent was like, yo, let's, we need some diversity in authors because we had... Who Moved My Cheese? We had Rich Man of Babylon. We had The One Thing. We're reading How to Win Friends and Influence People. We read The Slight Edge. And she's like, yo, all the authors have been white men. Mm-hmm. And I was like, because I said, yo, we're going to do the Who Not How or Who Not Whatever that book is. And she's like, oh, we need some diversity. We need, you know, some women, some, you know, like, let's get some Black authors in there.
Let's do it.
So that's the only reason I asked
have those
that,
too. So you can implement Valerie Burton, Successful Women Think Differently, Successful Women Speak Differently. The same rules apply to men. You can obviously implement Sarah Jakes. Like, she has great stuff. John Hope Bryant has amazing books about financial literacy. Miles Monroe. Kimbrough. You need to read a Miles Monroe book next. Dennis Kimbrough. Like, we can go on and on. More, I will say this.
She says all colonizers. I was like, dang, right? I was more, like, you're right. We're going
to
fix it.
More of us need to write these books. Right? Okay. More of us need to write these books and make our voices be heard in this space. Mm-hmm. So you want your book read? We want more Black authors doing this thing? Write more of the books. And there's many of them out there, so there's not to take away from that. But more of you can write books right now because obviously there's a space for it.
Gotcha.
So anyway, I was talking about getting to do and transferring overwhelm into a different type of energy. And when I read again, Who, Not How... So I've listened to it on audio several times. I went and bought the book, two copies of this book, because I'm afraid to lose it, right?
Really?
Yeah, I'm afraid to lose it. The book is that good, and it really did something for me. I lost the book on the plane a couple of months ago, so now when a book is like real important.
I'm
going
to add a link to this episode. Remind me to add a link to this for the book for people to get that.
Yeah, so it really opened up some doors. So a lot of us spend a lot of time worried about how we're going to do something. How am I going to get all these calls today? How am I going to eat? How am I going to pick the kids up from school? When really the how isn't the problem that you should be solving. The problem that you should be solving is the who. Mm-hmm. Who can help me accomplish this goal? Who can I meet or who can I find or who can I market for? Who can I associate with? Who do I already know that can help me get this done? So one of the biggest bottlenecks in my business, and for people who don't understand that, one of the biggest things that stopped the drain from flowing effortlessly that slowed me down was sales calls. Sales calls, sales calls, sales calls. If I'm always on sales calls, then I can't really create new courses. I'm having a struggle. I'm tired by the time I'm talking to my clients. So let me now go and find a sales team. Yeah. Sales team come in and it felt like when I got my sales team, for about a month, it felt like I had nothing to do. Mm. What am I doing now with all my time? Now I have too much time on my hands, right? So then when I needed to make sure that some admin things were happening, because guys, even though I'm an operations specialist for other people's companies, inside my own company, it's like the shoemaker with no shoes. It's like the hairdresser who never does her own hair. Like the last thing I want to do for myself is respond to emails. And so who can help me do that?
To listen to or watch this full episode, be sure to check out the Social Proof Podcast on your favorite listening platform or on YouTube.
Finally, you asked for it and we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon. We put together our community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay. So check out the Patreon. We got three tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated.
What if I told you for $1, I will introduce you to hundreds of entrepreneurs every single morning this week from all across the country? You'll be able to talk to hundreds of entrepreneurs and I'll coach you. I'll coach you for $1 this whole week. And I'll introduce you to some of my successful friends for $1 this week. Would you take part in that? Well, go to themorningmeetup.com because that's exactly what we're doing here, okay? The only organization that gathers entrepreneurs every single day for the betterment of entrepreneurship, okay? Every single day, Monday through Friday, we gather, we're growing, we're learning. We got a book club. Have you ever seen hundreds of entrepreneurs reading the same book every single chapter, every single day? We're growing together, okay? You need the environment to grow in. Themorningmeetup.com, $1. I'm going to give you all this for $1. If you want to stay, great. It's $79 a month after that. If not, no obligation. You can leave whenever you want. All right. TheMorningMeetup.com. I'll see you in the morning.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.